Ladies and guys who are new to the whole self-improvement thing, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet, and completely lacking in hair on my head. This is the Kill You in a Loser show. Let's fucking go. So the title of this podcast is Normalize Getting Laid by Having Friends Who Do It Too. And we're going to talk about that. But I also want to talk about the fact that this really applies to any self-improvement in general. So obviously, the if I put getting laid in the headline, you know, you guys are more likely to click. But I'm talking about self-improvement in general. And what you want to do is you want to make your self-improvement, especially if it's getting laid or getting a girlfriend or meeting women, you want to surround yourself by people who are doing the same thing. Because to some extent, when you go outside to talk to girls, it's going to feel weird. It will always feel weird. If you've never, I shouldn't say always, it will always feel weird at the start. Pretty much every single guy feels weird going outside to talking to girls that they've never known before or never met before. That feels weird. Now, the more you do it, eventually it becomes a normal thing. But what you want to do is try and speed run that process to try and get to the point where it feels normal. You want to get there as quickly as possible. And one of the quickest ways to do so is to not be alone all by yourself when you do it. And I don't just mean when you go out to talk to girls. Yes, it's great to have a wingman. It's great to have someone there. But this self-improvement game in general, if you can surround yourself by other guys who are trying to improve themselves, whether that's getting laid, getting a girlfriend, making money, starting a business, losing weight, going to the gym, fixing their mental health, learning what spirituality means to them, learning their purpose in the world, whatever it is, if you can surround yourself by other guys who are trying to improve themselves or other girls who are trying to improve themselves, that makes this whole thing less lonely, less weird, less daunting, less intimidating, and less strange. There is this feeling when you start to work on yourself, even if we pick a fairly mundane goal like losing weight, if you're surrounded by people who have not taken care of their body or not taken care of their health, and all of a sudden you go on a health binge or you start saying, you know what, I'm going to lose some weight or I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to try keto. I'm going to try a carnivore diet, whatever it is. If you have surrounded yourself by average people or normal people, a lot of the time they're going to try and talk you out of the goal. Or at the very least, it's going to feel weird. People are going to ask you, why are you doing that? Or maybe you know that they won't have anything positive to say, so you don't even tell them what you're working on, especially with something like getting laid. So many guys just don't tell anyone. They don't tell any of their friends or their family that they want to get a girlfriend or that they want to get laid. They want to have sex. They don't tell anyone, and they just do it by themselves. What you want to do is surround yourself by other people who are working on either the same mission as you or will at least support your mission and they're working on different goals. The more you can normalize talking to girls and hitting on girls, the more you can make it just a thing that you do rather than, you know, some weird fucking thing you have to learn. If you can just make it like, no, I just go outside and talk to girls as I'm going about my day, or, you know, on the weekend, I just chat up some girls. It's just something I do. It's normal. The easier this will be. And if you have friends who are doing the same thing, all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's not just me doing this all by myself, feeling like a weird, creepy, you know, weirdo. It's me and my friends are doing this. Or, you know, me and if you make friends on my forums, for instance, if you make friends, if you join my fucking group coaching, there's a bunch of people in there. It doesn't really matter where these people are. They don't have to physically be in your city, although that's obviously even better. But you want to surround yourself by some sort of tribe or community of guys who are doing the same sort of shit as you or will at least support you on that mission. This stuff is a whole lot more fun. It's a whole lot easier. It goes a whole lot smoother and you feel a whole lot less weird when you have other people that are doing it with you. One of my, I was going to say secrets, but it's not really a secret because I've told fucking everybody. When I was working on this getting laid stuff, I had a bunch of people, mostly online, but I had a couple in person as well, a few friends in person, that I would talk to about this stuff. And we would have a Skype call or a Zoom call, like Zoom wasn't a thing back then. I sound like a boomer saying that, but back on Skype, and we would have a Skype call like every fucking 2 days, and we would message each other multiple times a day. And then once I got further along, I made a bunch of friends in my city. Some of them were from forums, some of them were just friends of friends, some of them were friends of mine that had always wanted to talk to girls and I taught them into doing so. And I ended up having something like, I think like 7 friends in my city that we would go out and talk to girls together, or they might go out by themselves and talk to girls and, you know, we would discuss later, or I might go out by myself and do it and then text them and tell them how it went. So it felt like I was amongst a tribe of other guys who were working on the same mission. It felt really fucking good. It didn't feel like I was this weird, creepy guy going around talking to girls I didn't know. It was like, no, me and my friends are trying to build something here. We're all working on the same mission. We're working towards something. I feel like I'm part of something greater than myself. Right now, my main mission is working on my body. And I have quite a few friends who are working on, you know, smashing the gym, losing weight, getting down to abs, getting that chiseled jawline, all of that kind of stuff. And so I don't feel so fucking alone. Even my goddamn girlfriend, Imogen, is currently working on her body. And so I feel like, great, I have someone else who's supporting me. I have a bunch of people that are supporting me. On top of that, obviously, I have a bodybuilding coach. You know, I've got mentors and stuff. But the point is that it's not just me going to the gym trying to build an elite body by myself. I'm also working on my financial freedom. I'm going pretty well with that. But, you know, I have goals, loftier goals that I'm working towards. And I have surrounded myself. Most of them are online, but I have 2 people in my city as well who are working on their own financial freedom. So it doesn't make me feel so fucking alone. It doesn't make me feel like, oh, you know, am I just being too greedy? Are my goals too lofty? Like, is this even possible? How much do I push myself? I'm surrounded by other guys who are fucking crushing it or in the process of crushing it in terms of financial freedom. And so that makes me want to crush it. It makes me want to go 10 times harder. When I have those doubts in my mind of like, oh, are my goals possible? They're all surrounding me, or like, as in all these guys are surrounding me and telling me, yeah, dude, of course this is possible. Hurry the fuck up and do it. So again, to bring it back to the title, you want to normalize your self-improvement or your goals or working on your goals by having as many other people around you, preferably friends in your own city, who are working on either the same goals or similar goals. And especially if it's something like getting laid, you really, really, really are going to have times where you feel like a weirdo. You feel alone. You feel like, am I the only one that does this? Because most guys don't go out talking to girls they don't know. They just don't do that. And if you're the only one doing that and you don't know anyone else doing that, that's very fucking lonely. You're going to feel incredibly fucking weird. And when you have those moments of doubt, or where you have those rejections, those bad rejections, when you're having a day where you just feel lonely and shitty, if you're by yourself, those are the lowest, most darkest, horrible moments ever. Those are the times where it's very tempting to fucking quit because you think, well, what's the point? Nobody's here reassuring me. I'm just doing this by myself. Is there even any point to this, or am I just wasting my fucking time? But if you surround yourself by other guys who are working on getting laid, those guys can fucking be right there for you. And they can say, dude, no, like, we all go through these moments. Of course you're feeling shitty. That's normal. I promise it's worth it. Don't worry, bro. Like, I'll come out with you and we'll talk to girls so you don't feel so fucking alone. We'll make it fun. We'll go out together. We'll talk to some girls. We'll grab a beer afterwards. It'll be a great evening. And you go, you know what? Thanks. That sounds fucking awesome. Let's do that. So please, guys, please, please, please surround yourself by as many other people as you can that are either working on your goal, that's preferable, or working on a similar goal. And some of my friends aren't working on the exact same goals as me. They're just working on other goals, but we will still meet up. I'll talk about their goals and how I can help them. Then they'll start talking about my goals and they'll push me and help me. So it just needs to be friends who are working on something. All right, guys, I'll wrap up there. If you want coaching, I'll leave a link in the description below. But I want you guys to go out, and if you don't have any friends or you don't know anyone that is doing this stuff, you know, I've written an article on how to make friends. I'll leave a link in the description below to that. You can also go on my forums. You can join my group coaching program if you want. You can just go out and make some fucking friends on Bumble. I will leave a link in the description below on how to do that. But you really want to surround yourself by as many people as possible who are working towards something. And then you're part of a tribe. You're all, you know, going towards something. As I said before, you'll feel like you're part of something greater than just yourself. And it doesn't feel quite so lonely, because working on goals all by yourself is very fucking lonely. And I don't think that's very fulfilling. And I don't think that's how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to be part of a tribe where tribal creatures, especially men, especially when it comes to your self-improvement goals. So don't do this shit alone. As always, guys, go out there and crush your goals.